I'm washed in the blood. I'm born of the Spirit. I'm filled with the Spirit. My name is written in heaven. Hallelujah. I'm in the family of the redeemed. I got the witness of the Spirit in my spirit that I belongs to God. And that I've been totally and completely set free from you. You have no right to me or any claim over me, because I completely belongs to Jesus. He the one that redeemed me. He the one that whipped you. He the one that stripped you. And now I have been joined to him in this life. The life that raised, are you listening? The life, the power that raised him from the dead. Hallelujah. You couldn't stop that power from raising Jesus from the dead. They call it resurrection power. You couldn't stop it. And that same resurrection power is on the inside of me. So I'm telling you to your faith. Not here. Not in my life. And I'm telling you now, in the name of Jesus, this is where you stop. Hello, somebody. Hallelujah. Why? Because this resurrection power, Satan couldn't stop Jesus from getting up. He can't stop you from living up. Hallelujah. You can walk in victory. How? This is why he schemes on believers and try to keep you at bay with distraction and fear and doubt and all those things, that you won't take God at his word, or you won't take time to find out what God has said and then make it your own. Then walk in it every day. It's not a Sunday morning thing. This is how we live every day, every moment of the day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And that's why Paul said, and I'll say it like King James says, that I may know him. That I may know him. What is it? What are you saying, Paul? I want to know him. God know me, but I want to know him. Jesus know me, but I want to know him like he knows me. Hallelujah. And he has conquered the one that's trying to stop my progress. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. So listen to what verse 12 says. Not that I have already obtained it, this goal of being Christ-like. Hallelujah. Or having already been made perfect. See, I don't claim that I've been made perfect in my faith walk. I know that. I'm perfectly saved. So are you, every born again believer. But I haven't perfected my faith walk. I still got some growing to do. I still have some learning to do. So in order to progress, anybody in the house today, in order to progress, I got to forget what's behind me. Y'all remember this song? It'll kind of fit here. They said Nat King Cole got his neck broke last night. Anybody ever hear that one before? Anybody? Y'all ain't old enough for that. Y'all so young. Y'all so young. They said Nat King Cole got his. We said that when we was in school. Nat King Cole got his neck broke last night. You said how? Looking back. Well, the point I want to make, you can't go forward looking back. You got to forget what's behind you. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. And so Paul said, and I'll read again. He said, not that I have already obtained it, this goal of being Christ-like, or have already been made perfect, but I actually press on so that I may take hold of that perfection.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm doing every day. I'm pressing on. So I can take hold to that perfection. What do you mean? Take hold to that which I haven't grasped yet.
Yeah.
Take hold to that which I don't know yet.
Yeah.
In order to get there, I got to press on. That means I got to press in prayer. I got to press into the word. I got to press into confession.
Yeah.
I got to press on into worship.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I got to press on and stand in my ground.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So I can reach this place of perfection.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. For which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Then he done it.
Yeah.
He have done this for me.
Yeah.
Everything that I should be.
Yeah.
When I got saved, just like a baby when he's born, he got, that child got everything he need to be a grown man, a grown woman.
Yeah.
Am I right? Yeah. All you got to do is feed him and press on. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I got enough of these grandkids to see it now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So pressing on to reach perfection. He said, for which Christ, now listen to this, for which Christ Jesus took hold of me and made me his own. I'm as much as I'm ever going to be with Jesus. I'm as much, I can't get no more of being part of Jesus than I am. But I got to get revelation of that in my spirit so I can walk in the authority of that on this earth. See, when I don't know that, I'll separate myself from Jesus and I say, yes, Jesus did it, but I can't.
Yeah.
That's the kind of talk we'll do.
All right.
But when I realize that I'm so one with him,
yeah.
till he called me his body.
Yeah.
When you realize that you're so one with him, he called you his body.
Yeah.
Are y'all listening to me? And when you and I, if I understand this physical body, in some ways, there's a lot of stuff I don't understand about this physical body, but I do understand this. If blood flows through my veins in my head, I believe it gets all the way down to my toes.
Yeah.
Come on, baby.
Y'all.
Come on now.
Somehow.
Yeah, come on.
If this body is maintained by blood, the heart pumping the blood through it. You ever notice you ever get in the parts, the blood don't get to what happened to it. It ceases to function. And what I want to tell you, God wants to understand this morning. In the body of Christ, there's no malfunction. Ooh. He wants you to understand on your part. I'm going to read it to you in a minute. He wants you to understand on your part. You are a vessel,
yeah.
Or organ,
yeah.
A part of the body. You got to do your part.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
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 And any part, and when you fail to do your part, you're doing the rest. You fail to do your part, you are doing the other part of the body an injustice.
Yeah.
Mm. Hallelujah. But he said, brothers and sisters, this is verse 13. Yeah. I do not consider that I have made it my own yet. But this one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead. I press.
Yeah.
Oh.